All right, we're going to continue with our media availabilities here at Watkins Glen International in advance of tomorrow's Go Bowling at the Glen. We are joined by the defending race winner, Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78 5-Hour Energy Bass Pro Shops Toyota. We will now open up to questions. Please raise your hand. We will get a wireless mic to you. Start over here. And then we'll go to Bob and Lee.
Hey, Martin. Hey. You've won the last two road course races. Your thoughts going into this week to make it three in a row, something that's kind of rare?
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it. You know, it's like coming up here to Watkins Glen. It's a great racetrack, and I really enjoy the road racing, so hopefully we can make it three in a row. I feel like, if things would have went right, maybe we would already have three in a row and be going for four, but, you know, that's racing. That's the way it goes. So, being able to put it all together here last year and win was really a big win for my career, I thought, and I've been coming here a long time, so to finally get that win was special, and hopefully we can back it up this weekend.
We'll go to Bob and then Lee.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. Do you care when your car is teched after qualifying, whether it's tonight or in the morning, and so that you know where you're starting?
I don't. I mean, as long as we know where we're starting for the race, I'm okay. You know, whether it's, the night before or the morning of. I mean, it doesn't really change a whole lot. And, if anything, I guess you'd probably sleep better, tonight knowing where you're starting tomorrow. But it doesn't really change a whole lot at the end of the day.
We'll go to Lee and then Dustin and then Jerry.
Lee Spencer, RacingVoice.com. Given your recent success in road courses, do you kind of feel like you've passed over to that fraternity of road course aces, kind of like Jeff Gordon did and Tony Stewart and those guys?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I've been fortunate enough to obviously be with a great team the past few years and be able to take advantage of that. And they've given me great cars. So I feel like I've always been good on road courses. You look back in Xfinity days and winning in Mexico and, things like that. It's, I feel like we've always been strong on road courses, but now I feel like I have the team that gives me, stuff capable of winning. And, so we've been winning. So, I don't know how my name fits in that conversation. I guess you'd have to ask other people that.
We'll go to Dustin and then Jerry.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. As NASCAR and the teams look at the go over the 2019 rules and start to determine that for next year, when you look back at the All-Star package and a lot of talk about being used again next year, the idea of the reduction of horsepower, when you look at for next year, what is a middle ground in what can be done to the engine from a driver's side? How much more do you want back from what you ran in the All-Star race? And is there a place where it's okay that there can be some sort of restriction, plate, spacer, or something like that for races for you guys next year?
Well, I think, a tapered spacer or some sort of, reduced horsepower is going to be part of that package when we run it. There's no question. For me personally, I would like to have as much power as possible. I'd like to deviate as little as possible from where we're at now, just based on what I know and what I've worked on as a driver my whole career. So, I think the closer we can stay to where we're at is what the drivers want. Obviously we don't make the rules, so we'll see where that goes.
We'll go to Jerry, then the far back, and then to Pat.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires.net, Performance Racing Network. Just looking ahead next week to Michigan, Toyota going into Ford and Chevy country, and your thoughts on maybe taking a win away from there.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a win there. It's an interesting track. It's really difficult. It's one that's been really good to us the last couple of years, and then we went there this year and back in the early summer, and we were awful. So it's weird. The place is so big and fast. If you're off just a little bit, it really feels like a lot, and you could just really struggle. So difficult track, takes a lot of everything to get around there, horsepower, aerodynamics, setup, you name it. So difficult place, and hopefully we can go there and have a good run with our Toyota.
Tyler Feldman, WBNG, here in the back. Martin, how are you?
Good,
thank you. A win tomorrow would give you three straight road course victories. You'd be the first Cup Series driver to accomplish that feat since Tony Stewart in 2005. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, it means a lot to me personally. I mean, I think, you know, everybody in the garage, you want to be known as a guy that can win anywhere. And, you know, certainly road courses, I think, are, you know, a unique set of circumstances. You know, I think that it's an extra special feeling to be able to win on tracks that are completely different like this. And, you know, like I said earlier, I feel like we should have three in a row already and be going for four just because of, you know, the trouble we had at Sonoma last year. But that's kind of the way it goes in racing. Sometimes you just, you know, things don't go your way. And sometimes, you know, you might win without the best car. So last year, you know, we were lucky enough to win here. We had a great run and a great weekend. You know, there was a couple guys that were as fast as we were, but we were able to put it all together. So it takes a lot to be able to win these races. And, you know, my hope that is that we'll be fast enough and we'll put ourselves in position. And, you know, you just got to hope that things go the way you need them to and you're around the front at the end to see if you can go for it.
Thank you.
We'll go to Pat and then stay in the back and then come back up front to Dustin.
Pat DeCola, NASCAR.com. You and Kevin and Kyle are just so close and neck every single weekend. What are some of the nuances that going into a given weekend separate you from each other?
Yeah, I think it depends on the racetrack and where we're at. You know, I think that, you know, I can't speak for those guys, but I'm sure that they have certain tracks that, you know, they feel like they're better at or their team's better at, or they really have, you know, kind of dialed in a little bit more and have that confidence at. So I think we all have tracks, you know, where maybe we feel like we have a slight advantage. And you hope that when you get to those places, you can take advantage of it, you know, because it's important. And you know, those other two guys are so good everywhere. So, you know, I think for us, we just try to go into every weekend and maximize points, especially, you know, bonus points right now with the playoffs coming up. You know, we want to get as many of those as we can. And if I feel like if you go one weekend without getting any, you fall behind. You know, you look at last weekend, Harvick got bonus points. Kyle won the race. We didn't run good, and we fell behind even more. So you just you can't let those things slip away, and you got to be on top of your game each and every weekend.
I'll see you in the back.
Griffin Haas, WNY, right over here in the back. This is a track that you obviously had success with last year. What makes you WGI unique as a track, and what challenges does it present?
Well, it's very unique in that it's, you know, the fastest road course we go to by far. You know, we go to Sonoma, and you think that – I feel like Sonoma is like a short track, right? You know, a lot slower corners, a lot – I would say, I guess, more technical maybe, but more turns, a lot slower speeds, you know, less heavy braking zones, less grip, a lot more tire fall off. So just really completely 180 from there to here, where here you have really high speed, you know, straights and even high speed corners, a few heavy braking areas, but, you know, not much tire wear, not much fall off, you know, fresher pavement. So just the feel you get here is completely different than, Sonoma. And so I guess for me here, just the speed, this is a speedway of road courses, in my opinion, just because of the speed you carry around here. And it can be quite treacherous, especially since the repave with, you know, fairly hard tires on these cars and a lot of horsepower. So it's quite a handful, and it's pretty exciting.
You come back up front. We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. With what you, Kyle, and Kevin have done, how has what those two guys have done challenged you this year, and how is that different from how you've been challenged in like maybe last year with your championship run? What with having those two guys there, how does that impact you or challenge you?
Well, I think, again, the hardest part has just been if you're off just a little bit, it's like there they go with more points. You know, I mean, that's kind of, I guess, our focus, you know, being where we're at. You know, we're basically, we feel like where we're at, we're going to probably be third at the regular season point standings when that ends up. We're too far behind really to catch Kyle, I believe. So, you know, unless something catastrophic happened to him in the four a few weeks in a row, like it did to us. But, you know, the biggest thing, honestly, the challenge is just trying each and every week to come away with something. Points, wins, playoff points is the biggest thing, I think. And, you know, the challenge is that, you know, this sport's tough, this series is tough, and if you're off a little bit, you know, you're pretty much, you know, you'd be the best team for 10 weeks and then go three in a row and get your butt kicked. You know, but for us, when we have those off weekends, those other guys come away with points and we don't, it's like, dang, you know, we gotta be more consistent. it's hard to say when you have 14 top fives or whatever the heck it is. You have to be more consistent, but that's just the way it is. Those guys are so good and their teams are so good. So they execute, they don't make mistakes. And, you know, if you slip, they can take advantage of it and pull away. And that's the hard part for us, has just been trying to keep up with them this year. It's fun. Yeah, I mean, stress really doesn't set in until the playoffs. Elimination races, I guess. You know, there's a few of them that are stressful. But, you know, aside from that, it's a fun challenge. I think it's probably more stressful for the teams and the crews that, you know, they know one mistake or one bad decision, you know, could really affect the season. But I think for us as drivers, we enjoy it and thrive under that pressure of performing at a high level.
I'm going to stay up front, and then we'll go to Jim.
Andrew Laguerre from the Elmira Star Gazette. Given the success for you and the team over the last couple of years, just wondering if there are any areas you view yourself as a driver having improved or grown as specifically?
Well, that's a good question. I would say that, you know, in this sport today with all the information available, if you're not continuing to evaluate yourself and you know, work on things you could do better, and that's each and every week. It's not something that stops. You don't ever say, well, I'm the best there is, and you know, I don't have anything else to learn. I mean, it's an evolving process. Things are constantly changing, and you have to be open-minded enough to, you know, be willing to change. You know, I think all the good guys in the garage really look at data and look at what other guys are doing, and always have that measuring stick to look at to compare themselves to and try to be the best that they can, you know, they can be. So I feel like it changes week to week, and you always have to be looking for more.
Go to Jim.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. Kind of from the other side of the coin, at this point of the season, you detailed the kind of tightrope battle between yourself and Kyle and Kevin Harvick. Is it difficult to fathom someone else at this point kind of entering into that conversation as we get close to the end of the season and the playoffs? Is it even possible, do you think, for someone to join that sort of conversation?
I mean, I think it's definitely possible. I think, you know, we've seen a few guys show up here and there, you know, and if they can just find a way to capture that consistently, that's going to be the key. You know, I think the thing that stands out about our three teams is just how long we've been together, the success we've all had together as groups, and, you know, the consistency we've shown. I think a lot of it's because of that. So, I mean, you see guys that, you know, maybe you're – you know, Boyer has two wins this year, and he's still fairly new with that team and feel like they're getting better. And guys like that, you know, Almirola shows up every once in a while and has speed to challenge with his teammates, but they make mistakes. Things happen. Things don't go the way they need them to. That's just part of the learning curve, I think, as a team. So for me, I feel like there's so much of the pressure is off my shoulders because I know how good my team is. I can focus on my job. They can focus on theirs. It's kind of that confidence you leave and go to the racetrack with. I think that's something that the three of us have that is really hard to explain. It's kind of that X factor that teams look for, and it's hard to find. So as long as we keep that up, we'll be there. But you never know when somebody else could find that. And you know, there's been guys fast enough here lately, especially to be part of that conversation.
I'll go over here to the right and then to Jerry.
George Webster, Performance Racing News. I want to ask you more about your comments about the new or the expected new package, higher drag, less power, and you say that you don't like it. Could you expand on what your reasons for that are?
Oh, I didn't say I don't like it.
Well, you said you preferred more power.
I prefer more power and the least amount of downforce possible.
Can you explain that?
You know, I feel like making the cars easier to drive when you've worked your whole career to get to, you know, be one of the top guys in the sport. I feel like it's, you know, it's taken away some of that advantage for me behind the wheel. So that's kind of why I don't like it. You know, I don't want it. I don't want these cars to be easy to drive. I don't want, you know, anybody to be able to get in there and hold it wide open and call it a race. That's just not the way I see it. So, I just prefer less downforce and more horsepower. Harder to drive cars.
We'll wrap up with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires, .net and PRN. At some point this season, the moniker Big Three has come into play, and you're part of it. Does that phase you? Do you buy into any of that? Or as you talk about another guy coming in, you know, do you worry about carrying on that so-called legacy this season of being in the big three?
I don't really worry too much about it. I mean, obviously, it's cool to be a part of. It's fun to be one of the guys in the conversation each weekend. It's great for our sponsors, our partners, and everything like that. It's fun to look at, but, you know, I don't worry about it. If you go out there and you don't get results for 3 or 4 weeks in a row, you know, the next thing you know, that's all they're talking about. It's all you guys are talking about. What happened to the 78? What's going on? They're in trouble. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I enjoy hearing about it when I see it. But, you know, the real fact is that we have to work hard to stay where we're at and keep pushing to get better, or else the other guys are going to pull away.
All right, Martin, thanks for joining us. Good luck
this
weekend.
Appreciate it.